News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I'll jump on the phones real quick. I got a caller, Mark from Athens, calling in. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to comment on Copper's Corner.
Okay.
You know, each morning I have a prayer time at 5 a.m. in the morning that I spend 30 minutes either reading the Word or listening to a sermon by a well-known or authentic Christian pastor or reverend. And this morning's message I got on my sermon had everything to do with what Copper was saying. So I'm going, the Lord's speaking to me today. And but I want to say, Copper had a lot of good points, a lot of good points. He made a lot of excellent reference to the gospel. But our biggest problem in today's society is that we don't have men of Christ. Mm. We have men that think they're Christians because they go to church on Sunday. They take their family to church on Sunday and Wednesdays. But they don't live their lives in the pleasure and in the fear of Christ and by God. And we're not teaching our children the word and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So our children are drifting to the digital world, the social media world, the news media world, and not focusing on what is right, and that is that circle. That circle is where the man is in the center of that circle. And I know a lot of people say, oh, whoa, wait, we're not in those times anymore. Yes, we are. The man is in that circle, and he is to love his wife with everything in his heart and everything in his mind and teach woman and help her learn the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that she and he can teach their children the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they do it by example. They show their children the love of their mother.
Yeah.
The revering of their mother and the revering of this woman that God has blessed them with. So that they can then show that to their children, and their children see, as my daddy's a man because of the way he treats that woman.
Mark, man, your points are extremely well taken, and I appreciate that. And I do believe that you are correct that we have an absence many times, especially among troubled youth, of a contiguous family, of a family that is functional, of a family that honors the Lord in the way they raise their kids. And so I spent a lot of years working, 10 years actually, professionally speaking, paid to work with kids in both ministry and counseling. And the vast majority of kids that I saw who were extremely troubled also came from an extremely troubled household. And it wasn't like the kids themselves were just the originators of the problems. It usually came from the parents. And I thought more than once, if I could shake some sense into the parents, this kid would be okay. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you very much, and thanks for sharing your thoughts on that and for being a part of this audience. That's Mark from Athens. And Copper, I think it's pretty cool, too, when they're calling in to talk about your stuff. So that's always a win, too.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Thanks for your encouraging words.
Absolutely. Well, hey, listen, I'm going to totally change the subject here for a second because I need to. I want to jump back to something that I talked about earlier. We had breaking news at the beginning of the show about the fact that the OSHA mandate, the version of the vaccine mandate that deals with companies that have 100 or more employees, private sector employers, would have to implement a mandate or require daily testing, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's onerous. The penalties for it could be up to $14,000 per violation, which could be like every single day. I mean, you could bankrupt a company in a matter of days. It's unconscionable. There are lawsuits everywhere about this right now. And so what's happened, though, is today the federal district courts that all have these different, cases involving the same thing against the OSHA mandate, we'll call it the OSHA mandate, against the OSHA mandate, they've all now been consolidated, and they're being sent to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. In the meantime, OSHA has determined it necessary to suspend any further implementation of the OSHA mandate, which is a win, by the way. That means it's putting a stop to all of the mandate options. So if your employer is in that 100-plus category, OSHA mandate, we got to do it. OSHA's going to be here breathing down our necks. If that's your situation, then understand this. It appears that nationwide, there's a stay put in place right now by OSHA itself pending the outcome of this litigation. And that's a big deal. Now, I went and looked up during the break who the Sixth Circuit is. Sixth Circuit's got a very interesting makeup. So the Sixth Circuit has, I believe it's 16 authorized judicial posts. I'm not sure if there's any vacancies on it. Vacancies right now. Okay, there are no vacancies currently. So all 16 positions are filled. The chief judge of the Sixth Circuit is Justice or Judge Sutton, who was appointed by President Bush. And then six of those judges were appointed by President Trump. So that's an amazing, when you think about it, that right there is seven judges that were appointed by conservative presidents. Seven out of the 16. That's you know, we're brewing a plurality just on the appointments. So I'm interested to see how they're going to handle it. I believe that the politics will not necessarily be in their way, but what I'm saying is they tend to lean more towards liberties, in my opinion, when they come from a conservative viewpoint. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. When we come back, I'm going to switch into foreign policy for a bit, talk about the rise of China. You're going to want to hear this. We'll be right back.